Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Under a Shady Tree with Lord Terry and Lord Onyx. Come on in, grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These Southern Pagan boys are about to start their talk. Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Evening, and this is the Tuesday night power hour. Unfortunately, I'm the only power you get tonight. Terry is on his way back from Dubai, and so he will be back with us on Thursday evening for his show, or our show. But tonight I have an excellent and very welcome special guest that was not even, we didn't even put it out in the promo. So tell your friends, post it wherever you'd like. With us tonight is our good friend Owl, or Jackie Sutton, however you know her, Llewellyn author, and happens to be my mentor, the head of my coven tradition, and good friend, and actually neighbor.
Hello.
Jackie, are you with us?
I'm here.
Hi.
I'm here. How are you?
Good.
I'm
good.
I'm missing Terry. Sorry he couldn't make it tonight. And you know I'm always happy to help out when you need me.
I appreciate that. You are a very good tonight. Yeah.
So it's
and
the other thing
I just wanted to touch on was that this evening we are going through with our series. We've been taking the components of ritual and breaking them down and talking about them and teaching. And this is really actually kind of a unique thing to be doing in a podcast because not a lot of other people are actually telling you, teaching you, sharing their knowledge and experiences with you. This is how, and Jackie taught me, so, but this is how we share our knowledge, paying it forward, validating other people's experiences for them. So my hope, and I know Jackie's hope, is for those people who listen in tonight to go forward, do a ritual, have your own experience, and then maybe write to us or call us, you know, on one of the other shows and say, oh my gosh, I did what you said, or I did something close to what you said, and I had this great experience. Because that's why we do these shows.
That's learning,
exactly. This is an experiential path. And
there
if you're not experiencing and having experiences,
you're just reading a book.
Exactly. And you're never gonna progress. You're never gonna understand why this is such a deep and touching religion. This is a physical religion. This is not the ethereal sit in church, let somebody else tell me what to think kind of religion. This is, you're living it, you're practicing it, you are touching it on a daily basis. And that's really...
It will challenge you. It's one of those things that when people are complaining about any religion, I don't know who or what they're expecting to get out of it. But if they're expecting someone to spoon feed them and just tell them what to do and follow, it's like, you know, dressing up on Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's all you're worried about is what hat do you have and what your outfit looks like, you're missing the point. And
right. And yeah, and my other favorite one is, we went to candlelight mass on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's the theater of religion, and
mm-hmm.
that's okay. There's places for that. And even
mm-hmm.
when in the pagan community, I have been to the theater of ritual, and there
mm-hmm.
are some groups that have done it so well. And you know, what comes to mind, I think the most significant ones for me was Ivo Dominguez with
mm-hmm.
his group. They
mm-hmm.
do the theater of ritual. It's beautiful. It's excellent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you go to, what's the one up in Michigan, up in Detroit? Why can't I think of the name of it? Convocation.
Mm-hmm.
And they have had significant theater of ritual.
Mm-hmm.
But what they all do is to make sure that people are not just standing around watching. You
mm-hmm.
become involved in the movement, in
mm-hmm.
the ideology, and in the
mm-hmm.
interaction. And that's what ritual should be, an interaction. But
mm-hmm.
when it comes right down to it, you can do ritual every day in your own home or in your backyard or on the
mm-hmm.
beach, wherever you choose.
Yep.
And your interaction is with your deities.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know that, you're missing the point. And
yeah.
once you start having that experience, that personal experience, and you go to, you know, big public rituals and because a group is doing it and there's something that they have planned, and you feel kind of empty from it because
mm-hmm.
you're not engaged.
Right.
You're looking at, you're observing, but you're not
mm-hmm.
engaged.
Yeah.
Ritual means you are engaging in a pattern of worship. And you can have that for any number of reasons, at any number of times. And I have a friend who, she has a sleeping problem. She has a heck of a time falling asleep, yet she will be asleep within 10 minutes of laying down while I'm still tossing and turning and going, oh, because I have to think myself to sleep. I have to shut my brain off. But she has a ritual that she has developed over the years where she talks with Goddess every night and does some healing work on her own body as she's falling asleep to relax her, and it works for her. It's a ritual. It works for her. Rituals have to work for you.
Yep.
Rituals have to get you involved. And
yeah.
if that's not happening, it's very empty. It's very,
mm-hmm.
it's downright boring.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
But that's, okay, that's my two cents.
Well, one of the things,
the
component that we wanted to sort of focus on tonight is
okay.
talking about the elements, their importance and why we honor them, because I don't think this is being taught anymore by a lot of people. I think it's something that's omitted. I think people just stand in circle and say, well, this is what everybody else does, so we have to do it.
Yeah.
But why do we do it? I've asked this question of many of my students over the years, and they all give me these blank stares like they're afraid to admit they really aren't sure why we do it.
Yeah.
What is
yeah.
the connection?
Yeah.
And I know
yeah.
you have an entire liturgy about this, but 'cause I've heard it, and it's brilliant. And I would love to get it in writing from you someday, but I think that this would be a wonderful opportunity to share that knowledge and that thought-provoking, your take on it is always thought-provoking for me. So I'm hoping that it does the same for others. So I would love to hear exactly what you've taught me. And, I mean, I could just spit it out too, but I'd love for people to hear it from my teacher, from my mentor.
Okay. One of the things is that when, years and years and years ago, when I was starting the Mystic Trad, one of the things I wanted to do is start with the basics. And for me, the basics is if you are going into ritual and you are invoking the elements, then you damn well better know who you're calling. And in order to do that, we have within our tradition that first year is nothing but getting to know the elementals. I'm not saying the elements like water, air, fire. I'm talking the elementals, those beings who are the core, the heart of the elements that make up our world. When you are looking at getting into balance, and that's what all of us want to be, is in balance. One of the things you have to do is to realize that without those four elements working together, there would be no world. There would be no life as we know it. We need each and every element in order to survive. And in respecting that and getting to know how to work with them, you become stronger in your craft. Because when you reach out to an element that you know personally, whom you have worked with, who you have maybe made mistakes with,
That's very true.
Yes. All of a sudden, there is a working knowledge, and you become a team, and that becomes your ritual. When you're preparing the elements and asking them to stand in ritual with you, and it's all working well, and then you reach out and invoke your deities, man, they're right there. I have never been refused an answer or for, and when I send out that invitation, they've always been right there because the balance is right, the ritual is right, and they're willing to work with you. And when that happens, you know, I've had people who have been in ritual with us and they walk away going, what the hell just happened? It knocks them for a loop. But then I've taught people, and when they have finally taught others and created a ritual space and had the same experience that they've had right here in my backyard, and it works and it happens and things get magical, and then they call and they're blathering. They can't even they can't even talk about it. This happened. And my response to that is, and what's your point? Isn't this what you've been working to do, to get that balance, to get everybody in the same frame of mind?
Right.
So when we start, we usually start with, because it's the easiest to recognize, look, you know, starting with fire, because at least people know to respect fire. They know they're going to get burned if they screw it up. So you start playing with the candles. You start having a conversation with that elemental. And you wave your hand around the candle and above it and below it, and you're touching the flame, and you're not getting burned.
Right.
And, you know, people kind of look at you like, how did you do that? Because I know what that element is expecting from me and what I'm expecting from the element. So I practice that. The fire element is the first one because people can see it, they can feel it, and they will have different reactions from what their expectations were in working with the fire element.
Mm-hmm.
Once they've mastered that, and then they're looking at the elemental of that great vast embodiment of fire, all of a sudden it's a personal relationship. Now, I'm not saying that if there was a forest fire raging outside, that I would walk into it and say, hi, can we have a meeting now? No, I know better. Because sometimes
mm-hmm.
when an element or it's, okay, if I have a kid who's throwing a temper tantrum, I will walk away and let that kid bang his head off the floor. And then I
mm-hmm.
will say, are you finished now? Can we talk
right.
now? I will respect when somebody is enraged.
Mm-hmm.
Fire can
yeah.
get there.
Mm-hmm.
But once
yeah.
that's done, once you get grasp that, then you move on to the next element.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you can go floating in a pool, swimming in a pond, riding the waves. But you know what? If there's a tsunami coming, I'm getting the hell out of there. I'm going for high ground.
Yeah.
I'm not playing around with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
There is a time when you just back away and say, okay, all right, when you're ready to talk, I'm ready to listen. But right now, you're just scaring the shit out of me. But
I have a question.
Fear. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, respect and healthy fear, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have a question. So I can hear the question resonating out there in the vast universal space of Blog Talk Radio, which is,
yes.
What is the difference between the element and the elemental being?
Okay.
And how do I know what the difference might be, or how do I how
all
do
right.
I reach out to the elemental versus the element?
Okay. First of all, you have to know the element. You have to take the time to study and work with the element itself
mm-hmm.
so that you have a better understanding of how that fits into our lives. How do we depend on the elements? What do we need from the elements to survive? And make ourselves part of, because our bodies are made up of all the elements anyway.
Absolutely.
So when we're looking at, say, fire, and then you have to realize that at some point your own body will have a fever and it will rage
mm-hmm.
through. It's a way of cleansing. It's a way of getting rid of some type of a disease.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know that aspect of the element. And then you take it into your own body and go, okay, this is what's happening to me at different times in my life. And then you kind of step back and look at the broader picture of what fire does across the earth, within our own bodies, within our history. And all of a sudden, you start to see the bigger picture of the elemental who provides all of these different aspects
mm-hmm.
of the elements. Because the elements will change from one position to the next, whether you're lighting a small candle, whether you're having a huge bonfire,
mm-hmm.
Whether you are seeing fireworks and going, wow, that's beautiful. All of those elements are being used for our benefit in some way. But the elemental, the overall awareness of all the elements combining, that's the elemental you want to get to know. That's the elemental you want to stand in circle with. That's the elemental you want to talk to, learn from, understand, respect,
mm-hmm.
revere. I can use all kinds of words. But once you're working with an element on that basis, you will never take for granted the elements we see every day
right.
that sometimes we don't even notice.
Yeah, I'm fond of telling my students a story. Early in my path, I did a working for somebody that they begged me. They called me, please, please, please. I'm buying this house, and I just love this house, and I really, really, really want to get it. So I was like, okay, you know, and so I did a spell for them, and I called on the element of air, and asked the element of air to you know, go and whisper into these people's ears and let my friend buy the house and for the price that she wanted, and you know, I sent them out with all this energy, and I did this really rocking spell, and the next day I get the phone call early in the morning. No, we saw a different house. We don't want that house anymore. Forget it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I, A, learned something about doing workings for other people, and B, I really pissed off the element of air, because now I was in the position of, okay, not so much, and could you come back and stop what you're doing, and sorry about that. And for about a month after that, I would walk past a shelf and stuff would fall off the shelf.
Oh, yeah.
In the house. No breeze.
Yeah.
Just fly off the shelf at me. Like, oh, yeah, you're going to screw with me. I'm going to teach you a lesson now.
That's right.
The beings are, they do have a persona. They
are aware.
There. They are real.
Yes.
And that's the difference. It's the palpable difference for me between getting to know the element and experiencing and interacting with the elemental being.
Right. Okay. I'm going to tell you a story from a long time ago. I was in my early 20s, had 3 small children, had a full-time job, was really, and, you know, it was a normal stress situation every day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there was a particular boss in the company I worked for who had this, if he didn't get somebody crying at least once a day, he felt he was not doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
He was a nasty man. Yet I could, you know, go play cards at his house because I was on a different level in the company. But I was also there every day and saw how he treated people who worked on the floor.
Yeah.
Who worked in, you know, the menial portion of it. Yet their work was what actually kept the company going. So I had a little different perspective. He felt he had to rule by just browbeating them.
Fear and intimidation.
And belittling them. Yes, fear and intimidation. And you know I'm a big one on that. I hate that.
Yeah.
So he had done something the one day. I was so outraged. I went home, got my kids to bed, went out back, and had a little talk with my elementals about this guy. Okay. So 3 days later, he's in the hospital. Now, he had had a surgery, a hernia surgery, like 3 weeks before. Recovered from it, no problem. He was back to work, and all of a sudden, he's back in the hospital. They have no idea why. They're testing. He's in the hospital for 10 days. They did not know if he was going to make it, yet there was nothing that they could see that was really causing this kind of a shutdown. But basically, I wanted to shut him down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it took my beady brain to figure out after a couple of days and getting these hospital, you know, the updates every day about they can't figure it out and da-da-da. And I'm going, oh, shit. I did not mean to kill this guy.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a week of daily ritual and apologies. And all of a sudden, he was just fine. And he was released from the hospital, and there was no... I learned at that time, if I call on the elements, don't call on them lightly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you invoke the elementals, the big guys, and you say, this is what I want, and they will give it to you in space.
Right, right.
But then you have to deal with, holy shit, because never underestimate your own power once you have gotten interaction with, and you know you can talk with the elements. It's the old little adage still comes back: be careful what you ask for.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Know what you're doing, and who you're dealing with, because
mm-hmm.
they can create a reality, and change
mm-hmm.
a reality, and they can do it very well. But then you're going to have to live with that.
Mm-hmm.
It took 10 times as much effort to grovel
mm-hmm.
and say, I'm sorry, and ask
mm-hmm.
them to take it back, than it did
mm-hmm.
to go off in anger and ask them to intervene.
Yeah.
When you're working
mm-hmm.
with the elementals,
exactly like.
It's, yes, when you're working with the elementals, it's something that you don't take their favor lightly. You
yeah.
don't abuse their friendship. You don't abuse your knowledge of, or I think people sometimes do spells like that, and a lot of times they don't work because they don't really know how to talk to the elementals in the first place.
Well, I think that one of the things I've noticed is that people don't realize that when they're doing a working, that what they want is they're not really, people talk about, you know, petitioning the gods. But in a working, we're not so much petitioning the gods to get them to pull strings for us. It's the elementals, I feel,
right.
and it's always been my
yep.
experience, that it's the elementals that go out and are the doers, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
The gods sort of say, okay, you know, that sounds good to me, or you ask their blessing for something, or you ask for guidance from them. But when you really need something to happen, it is the elementals that you're sending your energy to, and there's this exchange of energy where you're raising energy in circle and you're sending it out with the elemental, and you're programming it to say, please, you know, can you take care of this for me?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for you, I will. And then there's the whole thing about give backs and
And
you know, that's always the way I've practiced. So if I ask the element of air to go and do something for me, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to maybe burn some incense, or I'm going to, I don't know, scatter some seeds for the birds, or I'm going to do something that's going to make the element of air, you know, happy.
Right.
And that's just always the way I've always worked. And I think
if
that people have forgotten about that.
Oh, sure. If you neglect that, look out.
Yeah.
So when you're going into ritual and you're calling the elements, and sometimes they will say they're calling the watchtowers, and the watchtowers are really the core of the elemental spirits.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gathering place. It's the head honcho of all of that element. All of the
mm-hmm.
elements combine, then the elemental controls that. And when you're inviting them to your circle, it's like inviting somebody important to you to your home. Make sure the house is clean. Make sure you have food. Make sure you have something to drink. Make sure you put the flowers out, put the candles out. Make sure
mm-hmm.
you make it nice and have respect enough
mm-hmm.
to create a sacred circle.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not doing that, you're going to have circles that fall flat on their face.
Mm.
And we've all been to some of those.
True. Although I have to say that over the years, you know me, I'm a simple
right.
witch, and I don't do too much as far as creating a pretty, you know, the whole pretty altar thing. Although I always have my altar in my home.
You have something,
and
sure.
And it's funny how even when I'm working outside, I have this mm-hmm. connection to the altar in the house.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to explain it other than it's
sure.
sort of a mind connection to, you know, the deity that are on the altar and in circle. And I think that they know that I honor them on a daily basis. I burn incense almost every day on my altar. And, you know, leave little flowers and things
right.
during the winter, shells and whatnot.
Or things
just to kind of show my appreciation.
Things you've collected over the years that have had,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm sitting here at my computer and I'm looking around and I have some owls. I have some stones, and I can
mm-hmm.
tell you where I got this stone and where I got that stone and how
mm-hmm.
it called to me at the time and the story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is part of my altar. I mean, okay, the whole house has stuff like that. But, all right, you know that. But
mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's when people come here and they will say, it feels different here, or it feels comfortable here, or this happens when I'm... It's not because we're here on this particular piece of ground, but
mm-hmm.
on this particular piece of ground, we have made an effort to
yeah.
make a safe, sacred space.
Yeah.
And the elements are there.
Yep. And I will say that people who have come here for the first time and walked up on the mountain have felt it.
Mm-hmm.
They can feel the acceptance of the land,
yeah.
of the new people who come here, as long
right.
as they are in harmony with what's happening. As long
right.
as they walk in the woods with some respect and some reverence and feel
sure.
and quiet their souls and they reach out and they can feel the energy here.
Well,
I've had people...
Know. Mm-hmm. You know that over the years, over 20 years, and the gatherings we've had here are anywhere from 10 people at a time to 70 people at a time.
Mm-hmm.
People come with their campers and so forth. In
mm-hmm.
all of that time, if this wasn't a specifically sacred space that we had created, I don't think I'd be able to say that in all those years that have only been three people that we have said they're not allowed back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three people in all of that time.
Mm-hmm.
And there were reasons for it. And
mm-hmm.
it was hurtful to do it, but at the same time, sometimes you have to cut some things off in order to protect what you have. You cannot allow a disrespect
yeah.
to
yeah.
undermine all the work you've put into in getting to know your elementals and working in
mm-hmm.
ritual and
absolutely.
Having your ritual respected.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's we're kind of off topic here, aren't we? A little bit.
That's okay. I was just going to say, we're just about ready to take a break.
Oh,
and
okay.
When we come back, we can regroup, and
okay.
we can also talk about how people call the elements and
okay.
the things they do and why. You know, people, you'll
right.
often see people raising their arms and making hand gestures. And, like, what does all that stuff mean? And
yeah.
why do they do it? Or why don't they do it
yeah.
if they don't do it? So, because everybody practices slightly differently. So maybe
sure.
after the break, we'll listen to the song. We're listening to Round and Round this evening by Music for the Goddess. We have
uh-huh.
Wendy Sheridan and Rich, and I love this song. It's always a good spring song.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I guess we'll go to the break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the elements and how to physically bring them into ritual.
Okay, you know.
Niv, you want to press the buttons? Thanks.
The Magic Jukebox Podcast presents Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through May 30th in Lafayette, Georgia. This event will feature the best in pagan music and over 100 vendors and workshops. Featuring Tuatha Day, Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Wendy Rule, Digis Christ Superdrum, Dragon Ritual Drummers, and many more. Also featuring the official release of the Green Album. This eclectic compilation of thoughts and sounds will feature various acts performing at Caldera Fest, benefiting the Rainforest Trust. Come on out and have the time of your life. Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through 30th at Cherokee Farms in Lafayette, Georgia. For more information, visit calderafest.com today. See you there.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
To Terry and Onyx on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you, Virginia.
Hello. Hello, and we're back from the break.
Yay.
Hey, we are here this evening. Actually, you're listening to Robin here on the Power Hour because Terry is on his way back from Dubai. And our guest, special guest this evening is Jackie Sutton, or Owl, a.k.a. Owl, as some people know her. Llewellyn author, my mentor, good friend, coven head, and neighbor. And so we're here tonight. We're talking about the elementals and ritual and why they're important and how we call them in. And
okay,
before
I had a thought while we were on the break.
Okay.
One of the things is people forget to invoke and use the element that is within them. You know, I talked a little bit about, you know, if we're ill and fire comes in to cleanse in the form of a fever or something, it's a health issue.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is our own voices when we're focusing on air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know about storms and wind and how wind can wear down a mountain and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
However, the very breath we use to speak is part of our integration with the elemental.
Very true.
There was a time, and I remember reading about it, maybe 15, 20 years ago, and it was a book put out by Sabra, and the book was called When Jews Were Pagan.
Mm-hmm.
And when she talked about Yeshira being the consort of El, the head honcho god of
mm-hmm.
pagan Judaism. But what they talked about and their belief was is that Yeshira, as the female portion of deity, was the breath of, and
mm-hmm.
she was the one that talked to people, humanity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when we start singing or chanting or having a set little piece to say when invoking the elements, what we're doing is we're taking our air and we're sending it out into that universe to call to the element of air. And this is what I mean by being integral, getting integrated with your deities, getting integrated with the elementals. Recognize within your own body that portion that represents the element of air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your voice. Whether you can't carry a tune in a bucket, I don't
mm-hmm.
care. But you can call out, shout out a name. You can
mm-hmm.
express yourself and using the air elemental. And when you're doing that, you are verse, this is what I want to happen. I want you to join with me. I want you to be with me. And when you recognize that you are carrying that spark of the elemental within you, within balance, you would be surprised what would come out of your mouth. Because sometimes, and you will know this too, as a high priestess, and you're doing a ritual, and you have all this plan and what you're going to say, and you open your mouth, and something comes out that you had not even thought about.
Yep.
And you know, at that time, Goddess has taken over.
Mm-hmm.
She is using your words, your voice box, your air,
mm-hmm.
to get a message out. And the message is also for you. So sometimes you just have to step back and let that happen. And then be very surprised later, like, I don't know where that came from. Well, yes, I do know where it came from, but it just totally surprises you at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So within each of us, when we're addressing the elementals and inviting them to join with us, what we're saying, it's a joining. Not for them to come and stand in our circle, but for them to join within us and
mm-hmm.
recognize that part of us that is also a piece of the elements. We need all four elements in order to be in balance.
Right.
In our bodies,
and
in our minds, and
mm-hmm.
in our surroundings.
Mm-hmm. And this goes to honoring that balance of those elements inside our own
yes.
bodies and in the
yes.
the environment around us.
Yes, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have a problem because I will get, because I forget, and I will need water more frequently than I use it. But when I dehydrate, I know something's off. I know something's wrong.
Mm.
And sometimes we don't honor our own bodies in making sure that the balance of the elements is right with us.
Yeah.
And when you, you know, it's one thing if you're out and you're exercising and you're sweating and you know you have to rehydrate. But when you're going through your everyday and just stress and normal activity and whatever, and you forget, oh, okay, I'm a coffee freak.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't satisfy the fact that I do need extra water.
Right.
I have to remind myself constantly to do that. I will go out and talk to the water element and call the water element and go for the elemental and forget you haven't taken care of balancing in your own body.
Right.
So when you're doing ritual, there's no set way to do ritual. There's no magic formula. There's no only way to be, can it be done. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I love going to some of the Druid stuff because they sing everything. They have
mm-hmm.
songs for every elemental and what they're doing and, you know. And that's fine, but they're using their air. They
mm-hmm.
also use a libation. Of course,
right.
sometimes their libation, when they throw it in the fire and it happens to be an alcoholic beverage,
mm-hmm.
will set a deck on fire, like somebody did at my house. Remember that time?
Yes.
But, yes, we almost had another witch burning there that night.
But, I recall.
Yes.
Several witches, in fact.
I know, it was interesting. It was interesting. And
uh-huh.
it's really when you get to know an elemental and that awareness comes to you, it's something, although you might not keep it at the forefront of your mind and you might not just follow your own ritual every day precisely, mm-hmm. but you know when your body is telling you you're out of balance now, hello.
Yeah.
But that's also our elementals saying, hello, you're out of balance now. Fix
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
And I've had more advice from elementals and deity of taking two steps back when I'm ranting and raving about something, of saying, really? And what did you do to cause this? And what are you doing about it? It, you know, they throw it right
mm-hmm.
back in your lap.
Yeah.
And I have found over the years that my go-to prayer, invocation, just talking with elementals, deities, whatever, is just tell me what I need to know. What am I overlooking?
Mm-hmm.
And you will get an answer. Might not be the one you wanted. Might not be the one you like.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you'll get it.
Yep. Yeah.
It happens.
Yes, it does.
And that's what ritual does. But you can't do ritual once a month. You can't do ritual only on a full moon or only on a dark moon. And da-da. It's nice to do it under a full moon. It's beautiful. But, you
mm-hmm.
know, in the middle of winter, in the middle of a storm, you can't even see the moon. Doesn't
yeah.
mean you can't do ritual.
Right.
But you should be doing
somewhere
some
with warm
kind
and
of ritual.
Protected.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should be doing some type of ritual awareness every day.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just thinking about the elementals.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to become
yeah.
more familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Let them talk to you. And they do.
Yeah. Yep.
It sounds simple, but that's what happens.
I know. One of the things I did want to talk about is, and only because I get so many questions from people about these kinds of things. When somebody is standing in circle, why do they turn toward that element? Why do they turn to the north? Why do they turn to the east? Why do they throw their arms up in the air? Why do some people keep their arms down low? You know, all these technical questions.
Yeah.
And I've pretty much expressed it. It's pretty much however you really like to do it. One of the things that I've read, and one of the things that I personally do and I feel, is when you're calling the elements, you are, you know, sort of straightening your chakras. You are aligning all the chakras. That's why you throw your arms up, you spread open your chest, you're opening your heart chakra, you're opening your solar plexus, and you're sort of aligning the chakras up and down your spine, and you're lifting your chin, and you're speaking out. And it's
sure.
just sort of a stance that is, you know, welcoming, and it's
receptive.
I'm vulnerable, and you know, come and join with me. Come and join
right.
with us. And
well, you know, I look at it like when you have an infant, 2 or 3 months old, and they wake
mm-hmm.
up and they're a little. Okay, I need my diaper changed, I'm hungry, I'm, you know, I don't know where you are, what's going on. What do? They spread out. They raise
mm-hmm.
their arms, and they
mm-hmm.
yell.
Mm-hmm.
And they expect, and they generally receive an answer from a mother, a father,
mm-hmm.
a loving friend. I mean,
mm-hmm.
who can walk away from a baby who's going, help me, help me, help me?
Right,
that's
exactly.
What we're doing. We're doing
yeah.
that. We're going.
I've often said that.
Yep.
I've often said that spell work is a stylized temper tantrum.
Yes. Yeah. It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. But, you know, we don't know it all, and we're never, ever, ever, ever going to know it all in this lifetime.
Right.
But the elementals do, and, you know, when you're asking for help, when you're asking for comfort, when you're asking for connection, how else would you do it? I mean,
yeah.
you know, I've seen people, you know, bow their heads and cringe, and ask, you know, like deity is coming.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that. You know,
no.
We're not cringing. We're not afraid
mm-hmm.
to look to our deities. we're not to, you know, I think one of the things that made the separation was when there became priesthoods, and all of a sudden you as an individual couldn't talk to deity. You had to go through these priests.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that.
Right.
We encourage each and every one to get their own communication going, get their own knowledge of, and become interactive with their deities.
Yep.
When you
and
stop,
you know, one of the things I
want to
touch on before we head out of here for the evening, and one of the most important points that you taught me and reminded me of not that long ago, is all deity in one way or another are linked and spring from our concept of the elements.
That's right.
Can you elaborate on that, please?
Okay. All right. Well, you know, they always do in the beginning. Well, in the beginning, in order for this world to be, the elementals had to work together. They had they had to come into balance in order to support life. As life became aware, I think deities became evident because we needed to explain how the worlds work. And I am saying worlds. But from the beginning, without the elements, none of us would be around. There would be no worship of deities because there would be no place that they would be recognized as valid. So when you're talking about elementals and their significance in our lives, I don't believe we're all deities, but I do believe we are all part of those elementals.
Yes.
And I don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up. I don't know what I'm going to be the next time around.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue. I really have no. It doesn't worry me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I have a trust of the elementals and how they work and how they balance the earth constantly. They're not static. It's a constant movement. It's a constant reshaping of the earth, of the individuals on it, all the species. It's the elementals who are they're our DNA chains. I think the deities are outside of that in some way. But I think the elementals are very much a part of our own DNA. And I don't think we respect ourselves enough to realize that. And if one doesn't recognize the value and the importance of the elementals, then they lose their perspective in their rituals.
Yeah.
And well, then we become like the organizations of ritual, you know.
Right. I was just talking to Persephone today, and she was surprised to find out that we have metals like iron and magnesium and you know, in our blood.
Yeah.
And in our bodies, and gold in our bodies.
Right.
And she said, "How is that possible, Mom?" I said, "Because we are made of the earth."
Right.
So we have earth and earth elements like metals in our body.
Sure.
We are made up of water.
Uh-huh.
About 70% water. We have the breath that we breathe that fills our lungs and oxygenates our blood.
Right.
And, you know,
we have the fire. We do have the fire.
And we have the fire. You know, a lot of people correlate, like, the organs like the heart and the liver to fire because they're cleansing and they're powerful. And
sure. Sure.
So, you know, and then that's, and also, you know, like you said, our fever, our body has this element where it says, okay, we need to fight bacteria. We're going to start a fire.
Right.
And we're going to, you know, years ago they used to think that before modern medicine, they used to think we actually had a little hot spot, like in our, at our solar plexus, like a little coal engine that just always was running to keep our bodies warm. But, you know, and we do, our bodies, we are warm-blooded mammals, so we do contain the element of fire right there.
Okay, you
our
remember
bodies
when,
are like
we were working with, when we were working with the horse. You could tell what areas were affected by her because you could feel the heat.
Yes.
If there's a swelling, there is heat. If there's something's wrong, you can feel the heat. And the same thing within our bodies. You can feel different areas when you know there's inflammation. It looks red. Mm-hmm. It looks raised. It's swollen. It's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we have our
absolutely
we have within us.
Yep.
Right. Right.
So you know, people who sit, so when you really sit back and you think about these things and you realize that our bodies are literally made up of these elements and we cannot exist without them.
Right.
You can only live for a few minutes without air. You can only
That's
live
right.
for a few, you know, weeks without water. You can only live for a few you can't live very long at all without the components of your blood, the those metals in our blood. You know, you get iron poor blood, and you're not going to last long. Your whole organ, everything functions on that
food. Food is a fuel. Why do they call food fuel? It fuels the heat of our
the combustion engine in our gut.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I want everybody to really think about that. That was really why I wanted to have you on, Jackie. And thank you so much for coming on tonight. I so appreciate it. I know it was short notice.
Oh, my pleasure.
And you're awesome. The people out there should know that Jackie
really
had about an hour to prepare for this. So you have to know that this comes right from her heart, and this is something she has taught over and over and over again to many, many people. And now I feel so gratified that I've been able to, facilitate helping her share that with many people on the air. This is definitely a show, those of you who are listening, and download this show and keep it because you will refer back to it again and again, I guarantee it.
Yes.
Because years from now, you'll listen to it again and you'll get a whole another deeper level to what we talked about tonight. Because that's the way the teaching works.
And that's what we do when we are in circle and in ritual, and after when we sit around and talk about what happened in ritual, we are validating each other's experience. We validate, we validate, we validate. And in that, we learn more.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody will take a little bit different perspective from the same ritual. And then when you start talking about it, you go, oh, I didn't see that. Oh, I missed that. Now I understand that. It's a constant learning experience. And that flow between us as part of, as being elemental spirits ourselves, once we connect with the elements on that level, they do flood you with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They allow you to grow.
Yep, and it often takes me a long time to process a lot of it. It took me years to reconnect with the element of air in a meaningful way after that botched spell thing. I mean, it was very clear to me that was, not appreciated. So
No.
Yeah.
But, they will let you make your own mistakes. And they will also insist that you live with and learn from.
Yeah.
So, we're back to one of the basic teachings of a number of the pagan religions of self-responsibility.
Yeah.
Taking responsibility for what you do, what you say, how you feel, just honor the elements and the elementals from which you have come.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I remember having someone come in, and when we were the first time he was in circle with us, and he admonished us not to called the elementals into circle, but they were supposed to stay outside the circle to guard. And I looked at him and I'm going, what? What do you mean?
I remember that.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. So are there a lot of different teachings out there? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where they got those ideas from, I don't know. Never made any sense to me. Neither could he explain it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Other than it came from a place of fear of
mm-hmm.
having the elementals that close to you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
And you can't embrace something if you are so afraid of it.
Exactly.
You can't get close to it.
Yeah.
So fear is not a thing that we really like to...
Mm-hmm.
No. I
really do think
fear.
That's a... People talk about a Christianization of paganism, I do think there are certain things that have been held over from other Judeo-Christian religions where, you know, you're taught to fear your gods or fear God. And I don't believe that in the neo-pagan community we should be embracing that, if that's truly what we call ourselves, is neo-pagan.
Yeah.
Or pagans.
Yeah.
That's not what we're, you know, and now there's a difference in my mind between fear and respect. And maybe that's a topic for another show. So
that's a whole topic all by itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But thanks for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. I always love having you on. I always feel like I'm serving the community by getting you on the air and letting people listen to you. I wish I could get you on every week, but I know that's not possible. But thank you so much for... Yeah, I know,
okay.
Too much. But thank you for coming on. I so appreciate
it.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay,
yep.
Love
you. Good night, everybody. And
night.
As always, spread the love. Blessed be.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you too.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.